You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to the Green Business Podcast Show, your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Kevin Wolf, the president of Wind Harvest International, whose solutions capture enormous amounts of untapped wind energy. Looking forward to the details here today. And Mr. Wolf, thanks for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to learning more about Wind Harvest International. So, speaking of which, how about giving us an overview about Wind Harvest and the industry that you're in?
Good. Well, we make a compact turbine near to the ground to make use of this enormous international worldwide resource that no other technology can use. It's this gusty, turbulent layer of wind about 100 feet and lower. It goes over ridgelines. It comes over mountain passes where the wind speeds up near the ground. And that resource needs a turbine like ours, a vertical axis turbine that's rugged. It's taken us a long time to bring our technology through all the different steps to finally have a full-scale prototype, which we've put up in Denmark. And then we have we're a year away from bringing our turbines to the world and to this near-ground resource. And that's what I'm happy to be able to talk to you about.
Pretty exciting stuff, and I've always been interested in this type of technology and this industry, wind energy, that is. Now, how does Wind Harvest make wind farms more efficient and affordable? Get into some of those highlights.
So, you know, these existing wind farms, they've already built the roads, they bought the land, they've done the permitting and the zoning, and their resource is sitting there in 20% of them where it's, you know, it's just sometimes 15, 18, even more miles per hour resource at 10, 15 meters, 20 meters above the ground. So it's right there. And you can that's the fastest and easiest thing to build out is something that's already been built and developed. And so you can go into these wind farms with projects like with batteries, and you can make use of the existing substations and the existing transmission lines. And you can practically double the energy output without having to add a new transmission line or a new substation. And that's an enormous benefit for being able to make use of existing invested resources. And it, you know, makes our turbines and our technology on a project scale very competitive because we're not having to build out raw projects on raw land and do all the difficult work that a new wind farm has to go through in order to, build. We would just go into the existing wind farms.
Quite interesting and exciting that it is coming worldwide in the near future. So thanks for pointing that out and giving us some inside information on that. Now, why is Wind Harvest critical to the delivery of clean, renewable, and cheap or cheaper power?
So it's really about a number of different ways to measure the cost of energy. And what we look at is when our wind turbines are being mass manufactured, at, say in 2023, 24, where we're putting in hundreds of megawatts, putting in thousands of turbines at a time, then you get this mass manufacturing benefits. Our blades, for example, are aircraft aluminum. Extruded blades, and they're just can be extruded 24/7, 300 days a year, just out of the same machine, continuously extruding these blades, cutting them, and then painting them, and then shipping them out to the location where they're going to be installed. The tall turbines can't do that. They have to hand make those blades, and those blades don't last 100 years like aluminum blades do. So this ability to have this low-tech or easy to manufacture wind turbine made out of pretty much all steel and aluminum has this tremendous advantage. It has the problem of the financing agencies don't know how to deal with a product that can last 40 plus years. And that's something we're happy to help try to overcome. A professor named John DeBerry out of Caltech and then out of Stanford had figured out that schools of fish have what are called, they create little vortices behind them that are coupled and they counter-rotate. And he hypothesized that if you put turbines, wind vertical axis turbines, you could create these similar type of vortices and that it would drive wind from higher altitude closer to the ground. Well, that is what our turbines do. We create these coupled vortices. The turbines are placed 1 meter apart from each other in a row. They counter-rotate. They create these shed vortices that last maybe 50 yards, 100 yards downstream, 50 yards or so, and then they dissipate. And these vortices in the center, they have a low pressure zone, and they suck the energy, the wind down from up above. And the higher above the ground you are, the faster the wind speed is. So it brings this faster moving wind speed into the rotors of the taller turbines that are already in the wind farm. How much benefit that can be, one of their grad students did a report, they said it would probably be 10% increase in the energy output of the tall turbines is possible. So now you have this synergy possible. You can make double use of the roads and the land. You can make double use of the substations. And you can actually increase the wind speeds and the energy output that the tall turbines can realize. And that could be hugely beneficial to driving down the cost of these wind farms, making their finances for even lower and lower wind resource areas be useful. In the beginning years, we're going to go to the wind farms with the highest wind speeds or the highest power purchase agreements, like in Barbados, where they have really great trade winds, not very fast, but just consistent. And they pay, they have diesel generation on Barbados and like most islands in the Caribbean, and they're paying 30 plus cents a kilowatt hour. And so the government's offering a feed-in tariff at 19 cents a kilowatt hour. Well, at 19 cents a kilowatt hour, you can make good money even in 5.5 meters per second winds, 6 meters per second winds on a project. So this is where places where our turbines can go into large markets and solve problems that these tall turbines can't make use of.
Really appreciate the thorough coverage and really breaking that down well for us. Certainly is most helpful, and I know you could speak a lot more in those regards, but the information certainly is helpful. Now, today we're speaking with Mr. Kevin Wolf, the president of Wind Harvest International, whose solutions capture enormous amounts of untapped wind energy. And he's joined us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what makes Wind Harvest easy to deploy or easier to fast track than other sources of energy?
Well, because it's short, mass manufactured. It goes onto the flatbed trucks. It's pre-assembled in a local assembly facility. It's just loaded onto flatbeds. It's dropped onto the platforms. You can put them up in a day, with a crew of three and a crane. And being able to mass manufacture and pre-assemble things, you save an awful lot of installation time in the field, and that's where things get costly. So there is those aspects of it that make it very efficient. I think the other part of it that makes it efficient is that the price of these things drops significantly as project size goes up. And as project size goes up, you have all these other efficiencies. So we think that our technology will be the lowest priced resource, renewable energy or any energy source, for places like California for the next decade as these existing near-ground wind resources and wind farms are built out. We think we can have the lowest priced energy.
Yeah, another bit of exciting information right there. Good stuff. Got one more question for you before we conclude. What theme or point should listeners remember about Wind Harvest or anything about your industry? Any final words in those regards?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. So Wind Harvest is about to embark on a crowdfunding campaign to raise the capital we need to get through this next 12 months of the technology readiness level process. To get a fully certified turbine, we need we're raising the money to finish these projects we have in development in Barbados and elsewhere. So when these turbines are ready for sale next September or so, they're finished and they can be sold, we have products ready to buy them and install them. And so I'm encouraging your listeners to go to our website, and we can't tell you yet the details of the crowdfunding because that's restricted by the SEC until we actually launch, but we're expecting to launch next week. And so if you want to follow and see what this opportunity is, how they can get into a company at our stage in development, it's very unusual for anybody to get into a technology development company as an investor. Before crowdfunding, it wasn't possible without being an accredited investor. But here, crowdfunding allows anybody to be able to invest $100 or more into this offering that we're going to be presenting starting next week or so. So that's what I would encourage people to do. It's an opportunity to get involved, follow us, see how we make a difference, and kind of participate.
Well, Mr. Wolf, really appreciate what you do in the space on behalf of Wind Harvest International, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information online and follow you and keep up to date with the information. Where's the best place online to do so?
So please do just go to windharvest.com. At the bottom of the homepage, there is a little form that they can fill in. That's the easiest way for them to keep up with what we're doing. And then the website has just got a lot of information. They can find it there. And as soon as the campaign is launched, we'll put an invest button on the homepage so they can go over to the crowdfunding page and learn more about it. We're just not allowed to do that until we've actually officially launched with the SEC. So that would be great, Eric. Thanks for suggesting that.
And, of course, you're more than welcome. Again, folks, that website is windharvest.com. Mr. Wolf, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. We've been speaking with Mr. Kevin Wolf, the president of Wind Harvest International, whose solutions capture enormous amounts of untapped wind energy, as you heard today. And for more information and to follow the company, visit windharvest.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.